NDP leader Jagmeet Singh held a press conference in Halifax on August 3rd to discuss rent affordability in the city. Singh spoke with the media on the NDP's plan to bring down the high rent costs and create more affordable housing for renters.
We just heard from a number of residents of Halifax sharing their personal stories about what it's like to rent in Halifax. And their stories are very similar to stories across the country, but it is very difficult. These folks are worried about losing their homes. They've been rent evicted or dem evicted. They know friends that have been faced with the same thing. It is so difficult right now in Halifax to find a place to call home. And it is so scary that if you have a place, you might lose it because one, the rents will go up, or two, you get rent evicted, or three, if you lose your place, there's nowhere else to go because the vacancy rates are so low. They're below 1% in much of Halifax and the surrounding region, in some cases much lower. This is very dire right now. And the stories that we've heard, young people that earn decent wages, couples that are living together with two incomes and still barely able to afford something that's in their income range. There are folks that are living somewhere and they can afford it, but they're not sure how long they're able to live there for. They're not sure if they should buy furniture to really move in because they might have to leave after a year. And living year to year, not knowing you can stay in your home is something that really makes you feel displaced, gives you a sense of insecurity, not knowing if you're gonna be able to stay there. And on top of that, we met with people that are faced with a serious dem eviction, probably one of the biggest in the province and recent history in Halifax for sure, where residents of Ocean Breeze are now faced with a company that purchased the building and is going to eventually rent evict everyone. And people are really worried about where they're gonna go because there's nowhere to live. There's nowhere else to go. Given all of this really serious worries, we've got a federal government that hasn't taken this housing crisis seriously. Justin Trudeau simply hasn't responded with the urgency required to this really serious crisis where people cannot find a home. That's really one of the basic things to start a life. I mean, one of the folks in the roundtable mentioned that she's getting to an age now where she wants to start a family, but she doesn't have a secure place to live and is wondering how long will it take? Maybe she'll never be able to find a secure place to live, and that means that she'll never have the opportunity to grow her family. What a really struggle to have to come up against that reality that you can't find housing, so that means you can't actually grow your family. It shouldn't be this way in Canada. And it certainly shouldn't be the way that it's been for the past 8 years, where it's getting worse and worse. The average rent now for a two-bedroom in Halifax has gone above $2,200. This is outrageous. And then we've got the Conservatives that talk a good talk, and Pierre says he cares about it, but he was in power. We saw 9 years of Harper Conservatives, and they cut funding for affordable housing. They made promises to incentivize building more homes that are affordable and broke those promises. You can't trust the Conservatives to actually build homes that are affordable. And that's why we're offering hope to people. We know that we can tackle this if we make better choices.
Singh said the NDP hopes that incentivizing the building of affordable housing will help to create more of these homes in HRM.
So there's a number of different fronts. So first of all, I have to acknowledge that it's not something that can be done with one step alone. That's why we've got a host of different steps we want to take. So one, we've got to incentivize the building of affordable homes. We've got to have a better definition of affordability. Yes. Right now, in a lot of cases, what's being deemed affordable is not truly affordable. So we put forward an alternative solution, and we're open to looking at ways to improving that solution. So we need to have a better definition of affordability. We've called for things like waiving the GST or HST on builds that meet the definition of affordability. We called for an acquisition fund, which would specifically allow for a community group, a municipality, a cooperative to keep affordable homes affordable. The issue that we're up against, one example would be Ocean Breeze, where a rich investor came in and bought it up. If there was an acquisition fund that allowed that property to stay in the hands of the community, a community group, a not-for-profit group, the municipality itself, if there was a fund to access that would keep it public or keep it affordable, then it would be something that would remain affordable for those families.
The NDP leader also spoke about how affordable housing will be beneficial to Halifax residents who have majority of their income going towards rent.
Well, a couple of the things that I think should be a part of that definition. One, we've got to acknowledge that people should not be spending a majority of their income on their homes. And that's one thing, that's an obvious thing, but people need to have enough money left over to pay their other essentials, their other bills, buy groceries, and to be able to save up. So the portion of one's salary is an important consideration. We've looked at different definitions in terms of something that's below market rate, because the market rate, as I pointed out, is far too high for most families to afford. So below market rate is something important to consider. We've leaned on the housing experts for what would be a definition that would work. One of the definitions that is included is 80% of market rate to bring it down below market rate. But there's a lot more work that needs to be done in terms of bringing down. I think that an affordable rate has to be one that acknowledges that your rent or whatever you pay for housing has to be enough or low enough that you can afford to buy groceries, support your family, and have enough left over to save up. And so that should be really our driving definition. And a low enough rent or housing cost, it does not mean that the families are struggling with their other costs as well.